Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. I'm Steve Harris, holistic business coach, expert sales strategist, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions. I have spent years helping entrepreneurs and small business owners master sales, build strong brands, and create systems that drive both revenue and freedom. This podcast is dedicated to providing you with the strategies, mindset shifts, and expert insights you need to grow your business, close more deals, and achieve whole life success. Whether you're looking to scale, strengthen your sales skills, or align your business with your personal and financial goals, you've come to the right place. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is a pivot of what I actually intended to speak about today and have this talk on. It was a pivot that came from real life. I, as you know, coach salespeople in sales strategies, in marketing, negotiation, and then of course, business owners. One of the things I love doing with salespeople is role-playing with them, creating scripts specific for their industry, specific for their needs and nuances, overcoming objections, and then training them and working with them. So I have a sales person that I work with 5 days a week, 4 days a week, minimum, we will role play through his script, whatever calls he's doing that day. He calls on a couple of different variety of clientele. And so we role play on that. He's been doing a fabulous job. Only been in the game for about 4 months. And man, he's turning heads throughout his company. And I know he listens to this podcast. So brother, I'm proud of you. I'm not going to shout out your name, but I'm proud of you for what you've been doing. You've been putting in the work. He has been crushing it specifically this last week as it's been building up and he's just getting comfortable and confident in it. And again, he's turning heads in his company because he's been doing such a great job. Today was not his day. Today he was just off. And that happens. That happens to all of us. We all have those days when it clicks and we're just rolling hard. And then we have those days where the only click that we have is that 5 o'clock or whatever time you log off and you're like, I'm just done with this day. Let's start a fresh tomorrow. And that happens, not just in business, but in life. But there are things that we can put in place, things that we can do that's going to stack up the days that click more than the days that are just off. So I shared a story with him this morning and it kind of spurred onto this pivot in this talk, this conversation. Years ago, I was running sales teams and I am a student of sales. And negotiation and the psychology behind why people buy, the psychology beyond what salespeople can do. I've loved to study it since I had to find my own answers to try and get good because there just wasn't anything out there that at least my business, the company I worked for, was providing. So I had to put in the work and I fell in love with the process. So I started observing salespeople and ultimately that's brought me to a career where I get to work with salespeople every day, and I'm grateful for that. In studying salespeople, one of the things that I loved was watching their behaviors. What separates the good ones from the bad ones? And I'm using salespeople as an example right now, but this goes for entrepreneurs, for business owners, for people who are winning in life and people that are lacking in life. And so what I observed was, and it happened every day, I usually got in at least a half hour early, had time to power up my computer, get all the windows open I needed, have an additional couple cups of coffee, even though I've already had probably too much before I even arrived that day. And by the time business opened at 8 o'clock, I was ramped and ready to rock and literally could have the biggest opportunity of my life walk through the door, and I was prepared to move right then. Now, most salespeople, were showing up right about 8 o'clock, 7:55, 7:58, 7:59. They would roll in, they'd have their bag over their shoulder. Probably half of them still had their sunglasses on, in all honesty. We were down in California. They would grab a cup of coffee and they would saunter to their desk and sit back, relax for a second, and then maybe start thinking about it. So really they weren't tuned up until about 9 a.m. And that's the difference. because we don't know when our greatest opportunity is going to walk through the door and when it's just going to be another day where we can slow roll into it. And I can tell you, those who came prepared, those who were awake and alert and were early, they are the ones who led the board. They were the salespeople that had the greatest success. The other ones, you know what they did? They complained about why life was unfair to them and why it wasn't working. Again, this is not a conversation about salespeople. That was just a story to demonstrate what I observed in people. Whether you're running a business, leading a team, parenting, or pursuing a passion project, the way you start your day can, and I say will, set the tone for that day. And if it becomes a habit, your entire life. So I want to talk about how to set up the day for success, strategically, purposefully, powerfully, to make sure that you are succeeding and winning. This podcast, this whole business podcast, is so much more than just let's do really great at our business. I want to set up for success in everywhere. And so this message, this discussion about setting up our day makes a huge difference in our lives and the success that we're going to see. Author Tim Ferriss famously says, if you win the morning, you're going to win the day. If you conquer and succeed in the morning, you're going to succeed during the day. And you know what? We've all felt that. We all know it. Whether we take the time to put our finger on it or not, I can guarantee you the days that I have the most success is because I did what I needed to in the mornings, because I set my day up for success. And so I want to talk about that. Before we dive into that, I want to talk about the science. You know, I love the numbers. Research from the American Psychological Association shows that people who begin their day with intention, on purpose, with a plan, experience 25% more productivity and focus. And, as is so important in today's world, report lower stress levels throughout the day. We know we operate best with lower stress levels. We know we operate best with more productivity and more focus. But so many of us are figuring out why we're not feeling focused, why we're not feeling productive, and why we're feeling stressed. My solution for that is the morning routine. While that's not going to solve every problem, if you stack that up and make that a part of every day, you will find the higher levels of success. A couple of quick examples of people that have done it. And I'm going to caution. I'm going to give you some examples of people who do their day, their morning routine. Don't steal it. Take pieces of it if you want. But figure out what works right for you. You are unique and wonderful and perfect. Just figure out how to hack the code for yourself. Oprah Winfrey. Obviously, high levels of success, whether you like her or not, she has achieved it. She begins her day every day with meditation. She focuses on eating a healthy breakfast and she exercises. Apple CEO, Tim Cook, he is known as one of the early risers in the business world. He wakes up at 3:45. He likes to check his emails and kind of clear that out. You can imagine Apple probably operates in every single time zone. And so he wants to clear that out. And then he focuses in on his fitness before he gets to the daily tasks. Barack Obama was also known to start his mornings with a workout and some sort of reading before he would begin his day. One of my favorite real estate agents that I looked up to and really enjoy what he's done with his life, Ryan Serhant, he is notorious for 4 a.m. That guy is up. He's at the gym. He works out. He comes home. He has a small and healthy breakfast, spends a little time with his family, and then he's off. His morning routine does not change regardless. I know another guy who, even when he travels, he's still at the gym at 4 a.m. and it doesn't matter what the time zone is. Again, this is not about copying someone else's routine. I'm not saying, okay, I want to be Barack Obama, so I'm going to work out and read every morning. I'm saying find the things that work for you, that set you apart. This morning, I tried something different. I really trying to be intentional about the pursuit that I am making in life, the direction I am heading in life. And I've written out and know what that next area, that next level looks like for me and for us. And so I actually found an affirmation app on my phone. And so I went on an 18-minute walk because the affirmation was 18 minutes. And I chose one specifically for what I wanted to focus on today. And so for 18 minutes, I walked in the sunshine and I listened to this before I got on my calls this morning. And it helped really set the tone for my day. Find what works for you. Some people like to exercise in the morning. Some people like to exercise at night. Again, you need to find out what ritual, what way of setting up your morning that grounds you, that energizes you, and prepares you mentally and emotionally to lead and to take control of the day. So we've talked a lot about the morning, and I've talked to a lot of people about this through my coaching and just through relationships that I have. I tend to talk about these things in all conversations because this is what I'm passionate about. A lot of people say, yeah, but I wake up chaotic and behind. Your morning actually starts the night before. If you need to get up at 4 a.m. to get to the gym, or 5 a.m. to get to the gym, or 6 a.m. to get to the gym, and you stayed up till midnight watching Netflix, or you wake up and your first thing to do is check your phone because you're not sure what the day is going to bring, you have already failed that morning. So your morning routine actually starts the night before. Your bedtime routine should be the separator. And again, I am not speaking as somebody who has achieved this or crushed it or figured it out completely. But I can tell you from personal proof that I have failed in these things and felt it the next morning, and I have succeeded in these things and felt it the next morning. Harvard Business Review article revealed that high performers often end their day by doing three things. They reflect on and review their goals for tomorrow. I did a Instagram post about this recently. Is at the end of the day, I wrote down, what are the things that I accomplished today that move the needle in the right direction for my future? And then what are my goals for tomorrow? I go to bed already having my day set up. The second thing, again, is reflecting on what went well today. Where were the wins? We constantly get beat down with the things that don't go right. Totally understand that does happen. But we need to also look for the wins in every day. The top performers also are known for choosing the next day's start. They choose their clothes. I used to, when I was very busy and performing at a high level, I would iron my clothes, polish my shoes, set out my belt, whatever I needed to do the night before, it was done. They choose their meals for the next day. A lot of people meal prep. They have their lunch already packed. And even take care of some tasks in advance. They want to make sure that they're creating what they refer to as a decision-free zone. So many high achievers, you notice that they wear the same, you know, outfit, uniform each day because they don't want to have to think about what am I going to wear today. Mark Zuckerberg is famous for doing that. It's something that they do to set up the day to where they're not having to make decisions first thing. They call it a decision-free zone. It preserves your energy, helps you focus on the high-value actions first, the things that you really bring value to your day. So at night, you focus on what you did well, where you need to clap for your damn self, as I say. You review your goals for tomorrow and you set your intention for the next day. I specifically set my calendar for the next day. And then you set up whatever you need to do, whether that's choosing your clothes, whether that's having your meals ready for the next day if you take your lunch, or even doing some tasks, whatever that may be. How about this one? Do you ever get to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm not going to get gas on the way home today. I'll just take care of it in the morning. What does that do for your next day? Now you're rushed. Now you have to go do that. Maybe you can do that the night before on purpose. So what I want you to do is keep a notepad or a journal by your bed. And before you sleep, I want you to write three things. I want you to write your top three priorities for tomorrow, the top three things you're going to do. I want you to write down something you're grateful for. We need to bring more gratitude in there. If you haven't watched or listened to the episode on gratitude, when I had Angie on, we talked about the importance of inserting gratitude into our day. And then I want you to write a quick affirmation for the next day. Like, I wake up energized, focused, and ready to lead. This is setting down the day that you're in, and this is setting the intention and the tone for the next day so that you can set up your next day for success. So I want you to give, now I want to give you a couple of tools and strategies to set up your day. You've done what you need to the night before. You've really made sure that you are ready to move into that next day so that you're waking up with purpose and intention and direction. Then I want you to set up your next day with these three tools. Whether you're a CEO, you're a parent, you're both, whatever, your day is going to have to be structured as you want. So I want you first to create a power hour. Now, if you've heard me talk about the power hour in business on previous episodes, or if you're one of my coaching clients, I do a power hour where I will focus in strictly for 1 hour on one task or a couple of different tasks, and I lock in. My phone goes away. I turn off alerts. Sometimes I have to click out of email so I don't get distracted by them. And I just lock in for an hour. When I was making sales calls, that's it. Everything goes away. I lock in for an hour. And then I give myself 10 minutes afterwards, shake it off, take a walk, get some more coffee, water, whatever, and move on. But this power I'm specifically talking about is the first 60 minutes of your day. So now you can take out, if you're hopefully one of those that gets out of bed and brushes your teeth, take care of those things, you know, go to the restroom, brush your teeth, whatever. But then I want you to have this 60 minutes that's set aside that really sets the day off right. I want you to take 10 minutes of silence, meditation, or prayer. If you are a faithful spiritual person and you want to spend time talking to God, do it. If you are not and you just want to focus in on meditating or just sitting there in silence, do it. I tend to do a combination. I love talking to God, but I do it throughout the day. So sometimes, depending on the day, I just need 10 minutes to sit there. I love sitting in front of my fireplace in the morning and just being still, because that's the last 10 minutes of the day that's going to be still and quiet. Then I want you to add 20 minutes of movement, whether that's walking, stretching, yoga, exercise, move your body. If you are a gym person and you love to go to the gym in the morning, don't use this 20 minutes as part of that hour at the gym or whatever you do. Maybe use this as an opportunity to just do some stretch or some light yoga or just start moving your body. Then I want you to add 10 minutes of reading or listening to something inspirational. If you're a podcast person, if you are a audiobook person, or if you like the good old fashioned paper that I enjoy, take 10 minutes and read. Then I want you to take 10 minutes and journal or review your goals. I want you to write down, what are you working towards? Where are you at in that process? Don't just read them, write them down again, or journal any thoughts that may have come to your mind when you're sitting in silence. And then I want you to put 10 minutes of planning or prepping your tasks for the day. Now, you should have already planned your day the night before, but maybe there's a few tasks that you need to take care of. Maybe it's something that popped up in your mind in the middle of the night, if you're like me. That's 1 hour that you have now moved your body, you've centered your mind, you've inspired yourself with something, you've journaled, you've written out your goals, and you've taken care of planning a few little tasks. It's just simply 1 hour. Now, you may say, yeah, Steve, but I don't have 1 hour available. You do. You absolutely do. It may require you to get up an hour earlier. But the success and the growth and the achievements you're going to have during the day, I promise you are worth it. Again, the night before means you may have to go to bed an hour earlier if you're somebody who, if you don't get your 8 hours, you are not the person that I want to discuss things with the next day. Maybe you go to bed an hour earlier. But you know what? Let's say you don't have an hour. Let's say my kids get up at 5 and I got this and this. Can you take 20 minutes? Let's just start with 20 minutes. Maybe you take 10 minutes of silence, especially if your kids are up and getting you going. Take 10 minutes and enjoy silence. And then take 10 minutes and review your goals and write them down again. As long as you're doing something consistently, that really matters more than the amount of time into it. If you can get that full hour, it's a game changer, I promise you. But if you cannot and you can only muster 20 minutes in your day, in your morning, then do 20 minutes and do 20 minutes consistently. It really will make a difference. Okay, step two. So we've got that power. We've done that. We feel good. We feel centered. We feel motivated. Now we're going to plan our day. So I want you to do this. And again, this should be done the night before, but I'm giving you both sides of this. I want you to use the 1-3-5 rule. What is the 1-3-5 rule, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. Number one, I want you to plan one big task, one something that's going to take time. For an example, for me, sometimes that is planning a podcast. Sometimes that's, you know, we have a class that we're teaching in person this weekend, a business class course. And so it's reviewing and making sure that we're ready to go on that, that the slides are done, that the workbook has been printed and ordered. It's something that's going to take a lot of time. And so I want you to plan only one big task in your day. So many times we write out our goals, we write out our plans, and we write this big old list, and then we don't achieve it because it's just too much. So that's where this gives you structure to your day. Then I want you to do three medium tasks. Maybe medium tasks are, if you're a salesperson, maybe it's calling leads. If you need to order more products, if you need to follow up with a client issue, whatever those are, something that you can kind of relatively knock out in 10 to 15 minutes. And you can stack those up. If you are, again, if you are a salesperson that's calling leads, maybe you power hour and call leads and then take a 15-minute break and power hour and call leads again. I would say that's an equivalent of doing three medium tasks. If you're a real estate agent, maybe it's putting on a new marketing campaign. Your social media stuff, that's a good medium task. And then I want you to put five small tasks in place. Small tasks are going to be making a phone call, following up with somebody that you met the other day at a party and you just wanted to shoot them a quick text and just say, you know what, it was great meeting you. Maybe it's, you know, one of my small tasks, which I guess may be more of a medium task today. I want to clean my office. I always feel good when my office is clean. So I'm going to clean my office up today. That's light. It doesn't take a lot out of me. I'm going to put some music on and I'm just going to enjoy it. This keeps your to-do list realistic and it prevents overwhelm. If you are knocking out one big task every day, three medium tasks every day, and five small tasks every day, you are winning. You are in control. Guys, too many times, and this is number three, too many times we as entrepreneurs, as business people, as people that are just busy and striving towards success, we end up being more of a thermometer than a thermostat. What do I mean by that? We're reactive. We tell what the temperature of life is. We tell what the busyness of life is. But if you're a thermostat, you set the temperature and everything comes to where you're at, where you are waiting for it to achieve. When I get up in the morning and my house is 55 degrees, I set the thermometer at 65 degrees. The thermostat. And the house then rises to that temperature. If I'm a thermometer, I'm just telling you what time or what's going on. So instead of reacting to life, like emails, texts, drama, sometimes, yes, we do have to deal with that. We get a text that's just a distraction. My phone has been going off. I've got people that are trying to sell me stuff. And so just let it go. You get to set the tone. So instead of reacting, I want you to set the tone. I want you to plan your day and I want you to work your plan. Check in with yourself before checking in with the world. Make sure that your morning is set and solid because you know what's going to happen? The world's going to come. You're going to walk in there and you're going to get that first phone call and it's not going to go well. Or you're going to open the door and you're going to find out that whatever, I don't know, the products that you ordered didn't show up. Something is going to happen. But if you know what your day looks like, you can get distracted by that thing. You're going to get that phone call, that text message. You're going to have that bad client, but then you go right back to your day. You go right back to it. And even though it started off a little cold, you're still rising to that thermostat level that you set. I once coached a client who was a high performing entrepreneur, but constantly overwhelmed and very reactive. I've been there. And I know many of you have too. She would wake up, first thing she would do, grab her phone and immediately dive into the chaos, whether it's the news, whether it's an email that came throughout the night, whether it's a family issue, text message, doesn't matter. She would wake up and she would grab her phone, which is filled with chaos most of the time. A lot of people go straight to the news. Oh my gosh, I'm one of those that's guilty. Don't do it. Client messages, social media, kids texting, whatever. So she was constantly overwhelmed and constantly reactive. So after implementing just a 15-minute, again, if you can't do that hour, a 15-minute quiet start to her morning. It was a rule that she put in place for herself. No phone. She didn't dive right into coffee, which I am guilty of doing also, she would just have a glass of water. She would take some time to deep breathe and be silent. And then she would set her goals. Took her 15 minutes. Within 2 weeks, she reported a massive increase in her productivity. She had fewer emotional blowups. She wasn't as reactive. And she had a team working for her. And so she wasn't reactive to them because they're going to bring their own chaos. And she felt more in control of her business and her life. Guys, it was a simple 15-minute rule that she put in place. I've given you the steps to do the big changes if you want, but I know if not everybody can. Again, small changes consistently done will make a major impact. And if you can control your morning by first controlling your night and putting structure into your day, you're going to find higher levels of success. So I guess at the end of the day, you have to decide whether you're going to be that thermostat or the architect of your own life, or you're going to be a thermometer or somebody who's reactive all the time. But every day that you wake up, your eyes open, you take that breath, you've got options ahead of you, and you get to decide what it's going to be. You get to decide how you're going to show up. You get to. Not this inanimate object we call a phone. For those of you who aren't watching, I was holding up my phone. Not the chaos that's out in the world. You get to decide what gets your energy. And again, guilty as charged, I have let my energy go in places that I have no control over. And you ultimately get to decide who you want to become. So instead of thinking that morning routines are like a chore or something you have to do, I want you to reframe that in your mind and think of them as a daily declaration of who you are becoming. I've shared this on a previous episode, and I still recommend, if you have not done it, is powerful. And so please take the time to do it. I want you to write down everything that you want to become in the future. I don't know if that's 3 years for you, 5 years for you, 10 years for you, 20 years for you, but what do you want to become in the future? Don't be reasonable. Don't water it down for something that's easily attainable because you don't want to put in the work. If you don't want to put in the work, don't even do the exercise. But what do you want? What is your heart really saying? What if you could pencil out and draw who you are? What does that look like? Where do you live? What do you wear? What does your body look like? What's your business success? What are your finances? What's your family and relationship life? Write it out in detail. Then I want you to take that and go to ChatGPT. And I want you to put in the instruction. Tell me a story about a day in the life of my future self based on these things. And either type in everything you wrote down or copy and paste it, everything you wrote down. And then let ChatGPT do its work. It's going to tell you a story of the day of your life. And then tweak it. Hey, a little bit less about this, or add in more spirituality, or don't forget exercise, or my business is this, or whatever. Keep refining it and working it until you find a story that is the day of your future self that inspires you. I have done it and have refined it and refined it and refined it. And I tell you, I can't read it without tearing up because it moves me. It inspires me. It makes me say, this is who I want to become. These things that are calling for my energy, do they take me to that life? They do not. No, you don't get my energy. It calls me up to be somebody different. So how I show up, my attitude, my energy, my feelings, my thoughts, they change because I can read who that future me is. And I put in the work to make it happen. Do that, I promise you. It's mind-blowing, and keep reiterating it until you find the version of you that moves you to tears, that inspires you, that makes you wake up every morning and go, yes. And you know what? As I tell you in so many episodes, it is doable. Everything is possible. So we take that. We start at night, tonight, and we figure out, what do we need to accomplish tomorrow? We plan it and we make the decisions of when we're going to go to bed, how we're going to go to bed, what we're going to do before we go to bed to make sure that our morning is set. Then we're going to protect that first hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you can. If you can grab an hour, grab an hour. It's going to be different in the beginning. It's going to feel awkward. Do it anyway. Your future self thanks you for that. Guys, success isn't built in giant leaps. It's found in the consistent rhythms of life that we purposefully put in there. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with this challenge and then we're going to wrap for the day. I think I'm actually going to keep it shorter as I intend to. So we're going to try a 5-day morning mastery challenge. 5 days. So you're going to start it Thursday. Well, I guess it depends on whatever day you read it. Today is Wednesday. New episodes come out on Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. But for the next 5 days, starting tomorrow, I want you to choose 3 things that you're going to do every morning. You don't have to do the whole power hour if you don't want to. If you're doing it, proud of you. Again, your future self thanks you for it. But choose 3 things that you're going to do every morning. Maybe it's just starting with, I'm going to have a glass of water instead of diving right into the coffee. Maybe it's, I'm going to spend 10 minutes in silence. Maybe it's, I'm going to read. Maybe it's, I'm going to spend more time in prayer. But 3 things that you're going to do every morning. I'm going to start off with gratitude. I'm going to journal, whatever it is. And I want you to stick with it for 5 days. And then, and I want you to do this at night, journal your results. Use that as a yardstick. Hey, you know what? I tried this for 5 days and I really did. And I didn't see any difference. I doubt that's going to be the case. Or, you know what? I feel like I have more control over my life. Guys, I hope this episode has been good for you. If this is something that you like, DM me on social media or shoot me an email, steve@gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com, or put a comment in the show if you're watching on YouTube, or share it. If this has been helpful, let's get this out there. We all need to have purpose and control in our days. We deserve it, and we will be thanked for it through less stress, more productivity, more focus. It's so important that we build intentionally this life that we want. And that starts with a morning routine. So that's a wrap for today's episode of the Whole Business Podcast. I hope you gained some valuable insights. I hope it stirred something in you to start taking control of your mornings. And of course, we start that the night before to help you grow your business. It's going to help you create the freedom that you deserve. And ultimately, that's what we do this for. We have our business solutions company and we have this podcast because we want to see people win and create freedom. I'm sick of watching people that are killing themselves day in and day out for their businesses or for what they need to do to create their freedom and not actually achieving it. So we want to bring that. We want to come alongside you and we want to bring that to you because freedom is so achievable. We just have to put in the right work. So if you found this episode helpful, again, be sure to subscribe. We still need people to like and click and subscribe on all the YouTube, Spotify, Apple. It continues to just, again, help us get through that algorithm and push it out there so other people can see this episode and hopefully learn from it. Again, share the episode. Put it out on social media. Let people know, hey, I love you. I care about you. Listen to this. I think you could use this information. So, of course, for more resources, if you want to connect with us further, you can always email me, steve@gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com, or go straight to our website, gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. We have coaching, we have consultant work, we have deliverables, we've got everything you need to run, build, or scale your business to success. Guys, I hope you had a great experience with this episode. Again, thank you for giving your time. I hope it makes a difference in your life because that's really what we're doing this for. Don't forget, you deserve all this success and you're worthy of it. Have a great day.